Hello, good morning, happy Monday. Thank you for being here today. George Watkins with you again on the first day of the week. I love the first of things, the first one across the finish line, the first one to win the prize. So this is the first day of the week, and we are going to talk about the good things of the Lord today. Before we get started, thank you for subscribing if you haven't, and leave a note, leave a message, let me know you're here, let me know who's out there. What it does, it helps us pray for you and rejoice that God's touching people's lives. I want to talk today about the treasure of heaven and where it's deposited. We're intrigued in the, you know, the natural side of our life. We're intrigued with stories about bank robberies and hidden treasures and gold deposits. And you get a conspiracy or a theory or, some kind of gossip going about a hidden treasure. And, everybody's got their ears open and they'd like to find it. Well, the greatest treasure ever deposited from one account to another account is the treasure of God's eternal life. When he took the treasure out of his glories, the glorious treasures in his treasure house, and place that treasure in you, the container of his most prized possession. One of the most common things that we deal with as people, as Christian people, is a lack of confidence. A lack of confidence is mainly, that can spread out. I mean, I may have a lack of confidence of doing a tightrope trick, across the Grand Canyon. Yeah, well, that would probably, I wouldn't do that, but I wouldn't have any confidence. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about how we feel about ourselves. I'm talking about how we look at ourselves. And some people have a hard time saying their name out loud because they have either, we call it self-conscious, or a lack of courage. But there's something, we paint a picture, we have an image of ourselves. We have an image of ourselves. Now, I'm considered a senior. I'm considered on the older side of life. I don't think that way. In my mind, I'm still a young man. In my mind, now I'm not telling you how great I am. I'm telling you this way it operates. I see myself different than I am on the outside. That comes to reality when I try to run a foot race or climb a steep mountain. I find out right away I'm not 35 anymore. So we have a picture of ourselves that needs to be adjusted to his picture, and that is how valuable we are and the great treasure that we are. We're encountering in this society a terrible scar on the emotions of the youth, especially with perhaps Facebook or these other social medias where they compare themselves with other people. Some good-looking person, man or woman, has a chat room or a little program, and they show all their shoes, and they show all their clothes, and they show their cars, and they tell you how beautiful they are, and they show you all the nice stuff and so little Miss Muffet sitting on her Duffet, I miss that nursery rhyme, is looking out there and saying, oh, I'm just a slug on the wall. Look at me, how ugly I am, because look at her, how pretty she is. And self-doubt comes and self-abuse comes. And then they want to, you know, they say, well, if I can get my nose changed, if I can, and then what I'm going to do is get tattoos, because tattoos make me part of the gang and part of the troop, and I'll be accepted if I have tattoos. I saw some gal walking into the store just the other day. It's cold in the Northwest, but she had shorts on so she could show her tattoo on her leg. Well, what is that? Something to make me feel better about myself. So what I do, I get a sports car. What do? I do a lot of things that make me look better to people. Why? Because I can feel better about myself. The treasure that is in you and I is, here's a big word for this early in the morning, incalculable. How'd I do? It's beyond calculation. You can't add the numbers up. The value of the treasure in earthen vessels that he put within us. He took the treasure of heaven and placed it in vessels made without hands, eternal vessels. Now, the storyline is that God dwelt in the Holy of Holies. And the Holy of Holies was contained in a building in Jerusalem. It was in the wilderness, tabernacle wilderness. Then Solomon built the temple. The Spirit of God came in and moved into that Holy of Holies. And that's where God dwelt on earth. Didn't dwell in people. Now, he is everywhere. We know that. And the Holy Spirit came on the prophets and moved through them and with them, but didn't dwell in people. When the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom. Now, the veil is at least 4 inches, maybe larger, thicker, 60 feet high, ripped from top to bottom by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God left that billions of dollars worth temple, gold, silver, all that, into treasures made without hands, earthen vessels, and he went into your heart, my heart, through the Spirit of the transformation of the new birth. When the Holy Spirit came into the disciples in upper room, that was the infilling of his presence in us. Amen. Now, when you're born again, that's what happens. The Spirit of God comes in. Now, let me read for you a couple of different translations of Ephesians 3:16. Here's the Amplified. May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory. Oh, yeah, we love the glory, don't we? Out of the rich treasury of his glory. To be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling your innermost being and personality. So we need an infilling and a strengthening. What's that word say again? Mighty power, strengthened and reinforced. Strengthened and reinforced. I was building a little coffee shop 15 years ago with my son. The city came by, had a lot of windows, and the city came by and said, you need a stamp of approval from an engineer on that. Oh, no, not more fees. Okay, I have to do it. I went and found an engineer. And you know what he made me do? I had to move my nails closer together, 4 inches apart. Why? Because those windows had to be strengthened and reinforced with more nails so it wouldn't blow apart in the wind. God wants us to be strengthened and reinforced So we hold together in storms by the power, the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. And he did it out of the rich treasury. He dipped into the treasury of heaven and brought us Jesus Christ, and Jesus gave us eternal life. Now you are, I'm an old car guy, you know that. I love old cars, I love classics, I love hot rods. You know why insurance is really cheap on hot rods, even though they're valuable? You know why? Because the old guy or gal that's driving it is going to be really careful because they're driving a treasure and nobody is going to get close to it. That's true. That's why the insurance. You get some young hot rod guy, some young guy with a, you know, a hot Trans Am, he's going to tear it up and break things, run over stuff. But us senior lovers of classics, we take care of them. Why? So, because we know we have a treasure. There's a treasure in us. That's why we take care of our bodies. That's why we take care of our minds. That's why we take care of the body that contains the treasury of heaven. And Paul's prayer was, Lord, give us peace so we can have a time to work for the Lord. And God said he would give us long life, would satisfy us with a long life and show us his salvation. I used to have a sermon I called From Bubblegum to Denture Cream. Well, from the time when you're a kid chewing bubblegum to the time you're an older person with denture cream, the promises of the Lord are yours. Yay and amen. Now, let me read the Mirror Bible again. We talked about it yesterday. I desire for you to realize what the Father has always envisioned for you. This is God's eternal, he's envisioned. That means he's visioned it. he's had it in his heart for a long time. I desire for you to realize what the Father has always envisioned for you, so that you may know the magnitude of his intent and be dynamically reinforced in your inner being by the Spirit of God. Oh, I got to read that one again. You need this one for Monday. Listen to this one more time. Ephesians 3:16. I desire for you to realize what the Father has always envision for you, so that you may know the magnitude of his intent and be in dynamically reinforced in your inner man by the Spirit of God. I pray on this Monday that you are reinforced for the week ahead of you with strength in the inner man to go through the storm or do the stuff that you need to do. Stand strong in your convictions. Say to the mountain, be thou cast into the sea. Say to the sick, be healed. We do it because we have been reinforced. Talk about the guy with the rod up his back. We got a steel pole right up our back, and we are strengthened in him. Amen. Well, I love you guys and gals. Thank you for your time with me today and your prayers. Thank you for your notes you send me and the thumbs up and all those things that help us on the internet. Also, if God's nudged you to send us a gift, we receive it with thanksgiving and blessing, and we bless you back many times over as the scriptures tell us. Hallelujah. Well, we'll look for you in the morning, bright and early. We come on at 4 o'clock. Our time, because some of our friends tune us in on the East Coast just when they're having coffee about 7 a.m. That's why we come on so early. So whenever you join me, it's always a thrill. Until tomorrow at this time, stand strong and be happy, because the joy of the Lord is certainly your strength.